Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Sorry, Nancy.
There he is. What's up, brother?
How you doing, young man?
Not bad. You're wearing red.
Wearing red.
For those deployed. And
Everyone, red on Fridays. Remember everyone deployed. We always do that.
We do. So, I see you have a new red shirt.
I have a new red shirt.
That's very nice. A little brighter.
Well, it's in honor of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Oh.
Yeah, haven't enjoyed a season like this in a long time, Phil.
You got the zip up? And it looks kind of like a bowling shirt, actually. Yeah, nice. You just need a gold chain under there.
Anyway, I have a complaint from a listener.
Yeah, good.
So I'm going to tell you what the complaint is.
Bring it on.
Well, they're very upset that you didn't have the Arkansas Razorback score from last night.
Oh, wow. Sorry. They scored a few points, I see.
70-0.
Oh, well, here's the problem. The Associated Press sends me the top 25 schools.
Not the top 80?
No. And the Big Ten. But we don't get the top whatever it is.
Well, so. Maybe can you ask them to include Arkansas?
I'll have to throw that in there.
I mean, for our listener.
It is College Colors Day, Hank.
And we got them. We're bearing them down.
We're bearing them. Yep. Some other things today. It is National Beach Day. Some will take advantage of that. It is Toasted Marshmallow Day. How about that?
Nope.
And Slinky Day.
Slinky Day. Woo! Do you know the Slinky song?
It's Slinky. It's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy.
I knew you would.
For Slinky, Slinky. It's fun for a girl and a boy. There you go.
I think there's a national anthem.
I think it is. Yeah, I still haven't bought one for my granddaughter.
You still?
No, I have to do that. My sister says they do make the metal ones. I haven't seen.
You just can't afford them.
I can't because I just buy the cheap plastic ones.
Have you seen the price of metal with those things?
No,
it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think they're easier to bend if they're metal.
Right.
You know, and then ruin.
Mm.
Yeah, but like I say, I use that on my toy box when other kids came over. I'd wrap the Slinky around there about 3 times and then tie it so they couldn't get in my toy box.
Easy fix, though.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, hey, I'm starting to meet new people, Philip.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's about time you do.
But every other day, I try to go out and I meet these new people. So I go for a run, and there's different paramedics every day.
You're going for a run?
Well, yeah.
With those knees? I don't know,
Well, anywhere I can. Hey, did you know that fungus is more closely related to animals on a genetic level than it is to plants?
I did not know that. Boy, you just know so much stuff. It just amazes me. Wow.
Huh. Last warning, please reorder.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
For people that has been praying for my mother, she is on a, she has recovered.
Oh.
So just let everybody know, thank you for all the prayers out there for that. So
that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very, very powerful. Very powerful. So.
Yeah. Well, good. That's good
and
news.
And then sending my deepest sympathy to my mother.
For what?
For me, my brothers, my dad.
For the whole works.
For the whole works. Even Jamin. Jamin's a good friend of me. He's like a sister that I never had.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I mean, a brother.
Yeah.
Sorry, right. Jamin. Sorry. But anyway, it's one of those things where the power of prayer, I tell you what. So. Mm-hmm.
And power of positive thinking sometimes,
too. Oh, my goodness. It is amazing. It is amazing. Anyway, any big plans for the weekend, young man?
Not really. As I told you, I'm thinking June's cracking the whip on cleaning days.
She's been doing that for a year.
Yep, I know. There's a lot to clean.
Yeah,
Followed me around.
Do you need a storage unit for your man cave?
I think I do.
Did you put your pencil in the man cave?
No.
You don't even know where you lost
it. Somebody stole it.
Oh, my goodness, Philip. Those things were 33 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's around here somewhere. But, no, she said that she would give me tomorrow off because, I have to, keep my stamina for those were the days tomorrow night. But then look out Sunday and Monday.
And you got 2 days. Oh, she's going to beat you down.
Yeah. Well, I work here Monday, but Monday afternoon.
You're in trouble then, aren't you?
Yeah. So
maybe our prayers should go to you then.
Yeah, yeah, you know? I could use all the help I can get, I'll tell you.
Yeah, so anyway, the swan has over 25,000 feathers on its body.
I did not know that. Who would count them?
It took me three times to recount them.
Right, right. Is that a Daffy Duck that numbered his feathers just in case emergency? So he could put them back on?
Yeah, my little dog Clementine, you know, the famous squirrel hunter of Minpin Fort, or Fort Minpin. That's what I call my back.
Oh.
Is Fort Minpin.
Minpin.
Yeah. Huh. And she was looking in the mirror yesterday, last night, looking at herself like this, and she goes, Stay tough. Stay tough, Clemmy. You'll get one of those squirrels tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah,
you can understand her words.
A little bit, yeah.
That's amazing, yeah. Hank, that you talk dog. Talk Minpin. Oh, boy.
Hey, did you know the sound of doors opening and closing on Star Trek is a toilet flushing?
I've heard that
did
before.
Did you really? Okay, yeah.
Whoosh.
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 Whoosh. Whoosh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Who knew?
But that doesn't sound like our toilet.
Yeah. Now, and they never show a toilet on Star Trek. I mean, there has to be one there somewhere, I would think.
You know it's all fake, right, Phil?
Huh? What?
You know that's all fake, right? The first known recipe of angel food cake was published in 1878.
Phil. Really?
Yep.
I like angel food cake.
I like angel food cake, too.
Pour some strawberries over the...
But you know what I really like is that almond cake that we had.
Good call.
Yeah.
That's
Boy,
good.
That was good stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm just going to bring this up. Don't mean to, but I'm going to. But this lady that brought us extra on the night of grace that you and June took home. You remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, here? I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to see a piece of that.
Almond Yeah, you told me, you said, take it home, you know, and you said, if there's any left, bring some back, you know, all right, because we were picking up, it was dark, we were in a mm-hmm. hurry that night, and I said, all right, took it home, and I think June had a slice, I had a slice, and then...
Well, someone had more than just a slice.
Long about Monday, she said, weren't you supposed to save some of that for Henry? And I said, it's getting kind of old now, he's going to want it, so I ate the last piece.
Well, that was good.
It was.
I don't know why it was. Right. It was good.
Now, the other day, Michael Hernan, we sent him off to college.
Yes.
You know, and that was on Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness.
And we miss him already. But he brought Scotch Roos, and I'm understanding that you don't like...
I'm not a Scotch Roo fan.
You don't like butterscotch?
No, but
what's up with that?
I like butterscotch candy. I just don't like it on Scotch. I don't know.
You cannot taste it in a Scotch Roo, though.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah, that's just like raisins. See, you don't like raisins. I'm not a big butterscotch fan.
Huh. Okay.
So, I like butterscotch candies. You know, those little...
Oh, yeah.
I like those, but when it comes to melted stuff or...
Wow. It almost cost the rest of us because he almost didn't bring them because you said you didn't like butterscotch. But
so luckily, now I'm getting in trouble.
Luckily, cooler heads prevailed.
I tell you what, is Leah not the best cook ever? Did you? I don't know what it was called. What did he call that?
Well,
hamburger gravy.
It's just hamburger gravy over noodles.
Oh my!
But it's his favorite, and it's quickly becoming ours too.
Well, then he took it. We didn't even get to finish it.
Yes, it was good.
So anyway, Lee, if you're listening, that was outstanding food.
It was.
It was very, very good. So, and then I go out and get Michael this six-pack of, you know, the donuts I got him from Oakwood Firmus, and then a caramel apple. Then he leaves his caramel apple.
Huh. Well, you better freeze it, maybe.
No. I'm thinking about cut it in fours.
Cut it in fours?
Yes.
All right. Good stuff.
Anyway, buddy. Any plans besides the weekend, besides cleaning? Those were the days on Friday night or Saturday night.
Saturday night. Football tonight. Second week of the season. And nothing like a good old home game on a Friday night.
Where are you headed?
Right here. Richland
right
Center.
Here in town.
Right.
Who do they have?
They have Potosi Cassville.
Mm,
so
should be a good one.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah,
that Six Rivers is...
That's a tough conference.
That's a good old blue-collar league.
They will pound and ground all day with you.
Almost every year, you'll see a Six Rivers team, and they're like... They're just above 500 going into the playoffs. And you're like, oh, they haven't had that good a season. All of a sudden, they make a big run because they've been challenged every week.
They get pounded on every week.
Yeah.
I mean...
Right.
You know, unlike you and I, we play these cupcakes and then come playoff time, we're out.
We eat cupcakes. almond cake.
Almond cake. Buddy, I hope you guys have a great, great weekend. Everybody be kind.